from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Toronto, Ontario, Mr. Julian Taylor. He currently holds the title for Solo Artist of the Year at this year's Canadian Folk Music Awards for his new album, The Bridge. Julian will be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. We're going to start it off with music from the album The Ridge. Julian Taylor, here is Love Enough. Brand new from Julian Taylor. Love Enough. I'm Larry Kay. All right, here we go. The Deeds and Patty LaMori. Carry You Home. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Carry me home. sun not shining in my face. Well, some good things can't be replaced. At times it feels like everything is getting closer. You are.
since you and I were through. But here I am, back in your arms again. Oh, here I am, back in your arms again. Yeah, here I am, back in your arms again. Oh, here I am, back in your arms again. Yeah, here I am, yeah, yeah, back in your arms again. Oh, here I am, yeah, yeah, back in your arms again. Yeah, yeah.
That's music from the Mavericks. Back in your arms again. Hey, quick mention, you can get a hold of me right now at the Two Buffalo Studios talking text line at 936-NATIVES. Let me know where you're at. You want to hear a song? Do you want to know the name of a song? Hook us up. That's music from Anna, Carolina. I'm Larry Kay. We will be right back. Did you know we're currently recruiting ambassadors to help us spread the word? We're building our Indigenous army of artists, musicians, and members who support our mission. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusicandarts.org or our music page at indigenousandmusic.com for an application and all details. Come join us. Be a part of the team and become our ambassador.
Yeah.
Sidestepper. Joy Harjo, I'm Larry Kay. This morning I pray for my enemies.
This morning I pray for my enemies. And whom do I call my enemy? An enemy must be worthy of engagement. I turn in the direction of the sun. Keep walking. It's the heart that asks the question, not my furious mind. The heart is the smaller cousin of the sun. It sees and knows everything. It hears the gnashing, even as it hears the blessing. To the mind should only open from the heart. An enemy who gets in risks the danger of becoming a friend.
Music from Kuik, the canoe song. Hey, quick mention, if you want to get a hold of me anytime, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. And you can also get a hold of us right now at the Two Buffalo Studios, talking text line, 936-NATIVES, 936-628-4837.
Si, one, two, si. Si, bueno, si, dos. Check one.
Very hot summer's day. Cuando quise parar a descansar in a big field of tall grass. Me acosté ahí en el sol and felt it caressing my face. Me dormí y soñé. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie. That I was the star of the movie. Esto me sacó de onda, the fact that me, a knotty dread, long-haired Chicano, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain Kings. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, enfrente it, every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, negras, flacas, gordas, crazy ones. Out of the middle, whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, spill the wine, take that burn. Spill the wine, take that burn. Tira vino, toma la pena. thought to myself, ¿qué será esto? ¿Me estoy oliendo loco? ¿O será solo un sueño? Now I know I'm lying here in a field of grass somewhere, so it's all in my head. Entonces, I heard her say, one more time.
Music from the B-Side Players out of L.A. I'm Larry Kay. Coming up next, our guest, Julian Taylor, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. Places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous and Music with Larry Kay. Now on demand at indigenousandmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, it is our pleasure to welcome back our guest from Toronto, Ontario, Mr. Julian Taylor. Singer, songwriter, and performer, he currently holds the title for Solo Artist of the Year at this year's Canadian Folk Music Awards, and his new album is out, The Ridge. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Taylor. How you doing, Julian?
I'm good. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well down here in warm Sarasota. How are they treating you up there? What's the weather like?
Well, the weather's pretty humid up here today. It was raining earlier on, which is nice because we needed it. We'd had a bit of a heat wave going on.
Nice.
And now the sun is peeking its head out of the clouds, and it's just, you know, that wet, hot, that
oh, yeah.
wet, hot? That's what we got going on right now.
I know all about it.
Yeah.
Julian, we have many new listeners. Why don't we start with an introduction, and then you can tell us about the new album, and then I want to hear about your new award. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I'm part Mohawk and West Indian. And my new album, The Ridge, is a labor of love and stories that I had, you know, deep inside my consciousness and wanted to share them with people. So here you go. I'm happy to be on Larry's show, and thank you for the opportunity, Larry. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you have a new guitar this time around.
A new guitar? I guess I do.
It's not electric.
Yeah, it's not. It's an acoustic guitar. I didn't trade it in, obviously.
Yeah.
I still have the electric. I can't wait to use it again. But it just felt like this period of time was more of an introspective, you know, thing to do. We've been sitting at home, and, you know, when there's other people in the house, you don't necessarily turn up the amps. You usually go out and do that.
Right.
So it's more of an acoustic sort of thing that happened.
Sure, sure.
Organically.
Where is the Taylor Band?
I've spoken to some of them. I've spoken to some of the band members, and we've done one show in the last year and a half.
Okay, wow.
I know, it's really weird.
Sure, sure. Now, are any of them on the album?
They're not on this album, actually.
Okay.
No, none of them are. It's just me. My cousins are on the album, though. They,
sure.
they fill out the band. They, my cousin Jean and my cousin Barry drove from Ganawake.
Oh, nice.
To be on the record.
Right on.
And they played bass and drums, and then it's a cast of characters from a bunch of other Toronto musicians.
Right on. New twist.
Yeah, new twist.
Now, with this past year's shutdown, did this production run smooth as usual, or was it a lot different?
It was done just before
the
pandemic hit, so I got the record out in the middle of it.
Wow.
But it was recorded beforehand. It was done. It was in the can, and then I released it in the pandemic.
Jeez.
And I know some people held on to records and stuff and didn't, but I wanted this one to get out there, and I think it was the right call.
Congratulations on your new award, Solo Artist of the Year.
Tell us
about this.
Well, I was nominated for English Songwriter of the Year, and I was nominated for Solo Artist of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards, and I was awarded the Solo Artist of the Year, which is fantastic. I'm actually the first Black person or person of Indigenous heritage to win that award, so I'm super pleased about that.
And our listeners don't know you're also a radio DJ on your spare time.
This is right, yes. my spare time. Yeah. So weekdays from Monday to Friday from 3 to 7, I'm on air, and the station's called 106.5 Element FM, and you can find us online. So yeah,
sweet. We'll do it. And you've been in business for over 20 years. Do you have any advice for our young musicians getting into the scene?
Getting into the scene?
Sure.
Well, I think that getting bruised and beat up and wounded are all things that certainly can help you develop into a kind, caring individual with, goals in mind to spread that. I think that some people's, when they start out, their goals may not be exactly what they may be when they're in the middle of their career or near the end. But the good news is that we're musicians and we're artists, and the world needs us. The world needs you, and that's my biggest thing. They need you to hear your story, because your story is just like everybody else's story. It's just a little bit different, but we are all related.
Julian, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me would be to hit me up on social media. I'm Julian Taylor Music, and I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I have a website. It's juliantaylormusic.ca. And that's kind of the best places to find me, really.
All right. Good deal. Yeah. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Julian Taylor. He is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Stop by our homepage and read all about him and hear his music on his webpage at juliantaylormusic.ca. Julian, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And
Larry, thanks, man. I appreciate all your support. I love seeing your posts, and I love being in there, man. Thanks for keeping me in the mix.
Yeah, you always bring us good new music. Love it.
Thanks, buddy.
We're going to play you the title track from Julian's new album. Here is The Ridge.
It was mornings like these when the breeze whistled through the trees. Fall would hover and the grass would still be wet. Put on my rain boots and I'd get dressed, head down to the barn beside the chicken coop. I'd fall over out of the front door, down the path through the bushes and past the pond. My sister and I used to catch frogs there under the household, and we had to move on. Now there's a westbound wind blowing through the ridge again. I'd stay in or go outside to wait for it to die, but either way, it never ends. Then make our way past the dark pen, through the fields to the stables where the horses lay. Shovel manure, clean their beds, and prepare the feed for the day. My favorite horse was named Frosty, until Sherry gave birth to a calf named Zareen. I swear I was there to witness never ends. She taught me how to rap. She used to sing me lullabies. She watched me take my first steps in the kitchen when I was a kid. And those were the early years where we were taught to have no fear. And everything seemed so clear. I'd fall over at the front door, down the path through the brushes past the halls. My sister and I used to catch frogs there until the house sold and we had to move on. Now there's a westbound wind blowing through the ridge again. You can go in or stay outside, wait for it to die, but either way, it never ends. It never ends. It never ends.
Music from Julian Taylor, and that was the title track of his new album, The Ridge. In case you're just tuning in, Mr. Taylor was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Yeah.
That's music from Shawit. Hey, quick mention, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We're all over the internet, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and iTunes. And you can always visit us on our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. All right, here we go. Tracy Bone, Standards. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
One more minute, one lie can save you from yourself. But know better now, now you need to go. When all my will is gone. When all my days are done.
We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Indigenous in Music and Arts presents Our Call to Artists. We are in search of Indigenous artists who are interested in showcasing their works in our online virtual gallery. 2021 show dates are starting now. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and download your application today.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. And please click to donate.
Come visit our new Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network on our YouTube channel. We now have over 500 videos. This is where we make our family connections, a place that can be utilized for generations to come. Visit YouTube and search for the Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. Come visit us and subscribe today.
Oh yeah, now that's what I'm talking about. On our new YouTube channel, the Mentor and Leadership Network. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Music now from Mano Chao.
Mi corazón, mi corazón.
De la noche en La Habana. 11 de la noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar. Cocina, me gustas
de la
tú.
Mañana.
Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué corazón, mi corazón? Me gusta la canela, me gustas tú. Me gusta el fuego, me gustas tú. Me gusta menear, me gustas tú. Me gusta La Coruña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Malasaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la castaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Guatemala, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We're on the web at iTunes, iHeartRadio, and SoundCloud. Also, come visit us on our homepage, indigenousinmusicandarts.org. I'm Larry Kay.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.